Blog Talk Shit. Radio.
Here we go, here we go.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right. What's up, everybody? Shit. Hey, first off, before I say anything to you, Ms. Locario, and I want to say everybody listening and everybody that's going to watch this afterwards, fuck all you cowboy-hating ain't shit football team motherfuckers. I'm standing by, y'all lost my voice and shit. I'm standing by my motherfucking Cowboys. I'm wearing my cowboy hat and I'm wearing my cowboy shirt and I still got my cowboy tattoo. I don't give a fuck. I've been getting bombarded, Miss Locario, with this bullshit. Damn, man.
Hilarious. That's
man,
crazy.
It's crazy as fuck. But anyway, welcome to the Mr. Locario, Steve the Dean Williams Dating Hour. Mr. Locario, tell them about yourself. Tell them what you got going on before we get into everything, sir.
Yeah, man. You know, making it happen, you guys got to make sure you go to the Bad Boy Membership. Go to badboymembership.com and join the membership. And also, I'm going to be having the new Mr. Locario 30-minute game session. So this is when you have a private one-on-one coaching session with me, and we're going to have some details about that soon next week. So, you know, just stay tuned for that. You feel me?
No doubt. No doubt. Guys, yeah. It's your boy, the Dean, W.TheManMindset. Guys, it's my birthday month, so all month long you have discounts on all Manhood U products. And I just want to let you know, everyone listening, I told y'all I was going to open it up on the 14th. It is open right now. Man, our store is open with the discounts. So you got discounts on all of our products on the website right now. Also, want to make an announcement because Miss Locario has one. I'm trying to copy this motherfucker. No, I'm just playing. Hey, my membership, the membership is coming September 1st, guys. September 1st, our membership will be open to the public. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into this thing, Mr. Locario. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. We're ready to take your calls if possible, but if not, let us read the emails. And shall I go first, Mr. Locario, because I just don't understand.
Let me go. Go ahead.
Here we go. So I've been, Steve, I've been trying to figure out this text game because I went out and got talked to a bunch of women and everything. I met this one girl, and I started texting her, but it just didn't seem like everything hit off right. So basically, here's the text, and he's showing me. He said to her, he says, "When are you free?" Now, he sent that at, let's say he sent that at 6:24. At 6:27, which to me is good because it shows some interest. She replies back and she says, I'm a little busy. I'll be on my break Friday, but I have to go babysitting the next day or something or whatever. So then he texts back to her, how do you feel about going to the park with cute boys? Now, hey, dog, he said with cute boys. I'm just reading this shit, dog. Don't judge me. And then she says, sounds chill, but I don't know how my boyfriend would feel. Now,
wow.
His question is, all right. Now, how he says, what do I do or say next, Miss Licario? It's on you, big dog.
Oh, my goodness. Basically, the next thing you say is, have a nice day. Because the fact that she's basically telling you, yo, I got a boyfriend. And so what happens is that anything after that of her communicating with you back and forth is just you wasting your time and then her just being an attention whore. Because if she got a man, she's telling you she got a man, so it's over. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really want to be dealing with women who have boyfriends because, you know, a lot of these boyfriends out here, you know, they don't play by the player rules. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them are simps. They ain't going to be like, oh, okay, you know, you got my girl, and they ain't going to, you know, they ain't going to do that pimp stuff where it's like, yo, your bitch shows me type of stuff. They going to get on some simp stuff. You see what I mean? So I would say just keep it moving with that girl. The fact that she said she got a boyfriend, just, you know, keep it moving and let it go. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Mr. Carr, I'm going to take it another route. I'm going to take it a different way.
Right.
This is what I want to do for you guys. I want y'all guys to understand how we're going to break this down. Now, remember, she says she has a boyfriend. Now, see, the thing is about a man that gives us the edge over most women who have boyfriends. This is the first thing I want to say. Doesn't matter. See, a lot of you guys think your woman is safe if you're married, she's your girlfriend, she's your booty girl, you have some type of relationship, you think you're safe with her. But let me explain something. See, most women are only going to be as happy as their options.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of guys don't know, Ms. Licario, see, most relationships are what I call world is flat relationships. Basic conversations, basic sex, rare foreplay, no type of intimacy, or it's just what most women would say, you know what, hey, this is what normal relationships should be. I mean, this is the norm. I've had this all my life. So it's what I call, Ms. Licario, the world is flat relationship. Now, when
right.
she meets a Mr. Licario, okay, I'm going to use you, Ms. Licario. She meets a Mr. Licario. You change the game up based off of the approach. See, when you approach her, Mr. Licario, the game changes because most women are not used to assertive type individuals that are not going to beat around the bush and not bullshit. And
right.
and what Mr. Licario does is what I call a carryover. What a carryover is Ms. Licario is never going to change who Mr. Licario is, number one. But also, Mr. Licario is going to show her another side that most women don't see, which then breaks her whole mindset of the world being flat to the world being round. Once she realizes the world is not as flat as she thought it is, because think about this. Here's Mr. Licario. You know what? You got a boyfriend. Yo, that's cool. You know what? Hey, if you want to have fun, if you want to get away from it all, hey, look, if you just want to talk, because the thing that Mr. Licario knows that you guys don't know is that a lot of women are frustrated with the world as flat relationships. They're frustrated that he's not giving her, paying any real attention to her. She's frustrated
right.
that he's not making her feel sexy. She's frustrated that he's not doing wild and crazy things. Here's Mr. Licario. Now, I don't mean to be long-winded, Mr. Licario, but I wanted to break this down. But
right.
the,
nah,
thing,
things,
the thing,
thing.
Okay, the thing with Mr. Licario is going to do is he's going to change the game up. Mr. Licario, from the moment he starts to text her and talk to her, he is not on the boring Bob, what do you do for a living, and how was work today? Miss Lucario is going to make it more about Miss Lucario and her. Why? Because she already said she had a boyfriend, but Mr. Lucario, she's biting the hook. Because if she says she has a boyfriend, why is she calling Miss Lucario? That means there's something that is missing in that relationship. Once Mr. Lucario gets on with it, starts talking to her and all this other stuff, he's going to start dropping little seeds. And I'll just finish this up to fast forward to give you a Mr. Lucario move that most of you guys wouldn't do. Now, Mr. Lucario's so smooth and cool. Mr. Lucario's like, you know what? I want to set up a date with her this weekend. So let me check the weather channel. Now, let's say Friday is going to be a 30% chance of rain. Sunday is going to be a 20% chance of rain. But Saturday might be a 60 or 70% chance of rain. Now, why do you think Mr. Lucario is going to go on that Saturday with a 60 or 70% chance of rain? Because he is going to do and give her an experience that most guys won't. Mr. Lucario says he knows it's going to rain. So Mr. Lucario say, all right, cool. We're going to have a picnic in the middle of nowhere where you and I, it's just going to be you and I. I'll bring you wine and sandwiches, whatever. I don't know what the fuck you eat, Mr. Lucario, whatever. Lucario food, okay? Whatever the fuck it is. When she comes over there, she knows it's cloudy. She knows it's about to rain. But Mr. Lucario's still cool and laid back in the cut. And all of a sudden, when it starts to rain, she's going to think she needs to get up. And that's when Mr. Lucario's going to grab her hand, bring her closer to him, and start kissing her. And then all of a sudden, it locks into the fantasy and the romance books. What do you normally see on those books, Miss Lucario? Woman, some guy making love in the middle of the storm. Passionate, fucking, whatever you want to call it. Miss Lucario is going to have her face not pinned down in the pillow. She's going to be on the picnic blanket. Her face in the picnic blanket, but her ass up in the air in the rain with Miss Lucario and giving her an experience. So I'm just saying, to just sum it up, is that you got to be able to give these women experiences that their boyfriends, husbands, or guys trying to get them won't do, Miss Lucario. What is your I know it was kind of long winded, fam, but Lucario, what's your take on that, fam?
No, that's some real shit, though. And the thing is too, you know, you just gotta make sure that you know, when you do that type of stuff with these women, you got to make sure that they simp-ass boyfriends or husbands or whatever don't catch you because you know, they go. I definitely see what you're saying. You just got to make sure you proceed with caution. So when you're dealing with those chicks who got boyfriends, but that's a good point that you made when you said that, you know, the fact that she got a boyfriend, you know, and she's talking to you. You understand?
Yes.
It's a sign that, you know, she's probably because the thing with chicks too is that usually when before they leave a dude, they try to set up the situation with another guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
Once that situation is set up, that's when they leave the dude. You know what I mean? So you know, you got that going for you too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and that's the beautiful thing, fam. What we're trying to help you guys understand is that don't get too frustrated because she says she has somebody, because you never know what the situation is with that somebody. Now, again, I'm not trying to promote Miss Lucario taking somebody's woman. I'm just saying go for what you want. And here's the thing real quick, Miss Lucario. Some women who are in relationships won't even tell you they are in a relationship till afterwards. So you really don't know, man.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That happens a lot. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, you up, fam.
All right, cool. So this one, this one says, I have a problem. There's a girl who I like that lives in my building who I see often when in the elevator or when I'm coming in and out of the building, but I don't know what to say to her. I just say good morning or good night and keep it moving. What do I do to get her attention and get to know her? I really like this girl. All right, so Steve,
I got this one, dog. I got this alley-oop. I got this one. Okay, now back in my day, we didn't have washing machines in our apartment, so we had to go to the every apartment had a washing area. So I got my little bag of, you know, my, not my little basket, little cake ass, little basket and shit of clothes and all that other stuff. And I would see a woman and this is the moment, guys. Because it's what you do in that first moment is going to make you or break you, because this is the regular what most guys usually do. He'll walk up to the woman. Hey, how you doing? I'm Steve, and your name is? Oh, hey, how you doing? Well, yeah, I live up in 2A. Oh, you live in 4G? Oh, okay. Well, it was nice meeting you. And she walk off. He'd be like looking at her ass at me. Damn, right. That motherfucker. You know what I mean? And every time he see me, like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Or he'll be peeping out his window when she pull up so he can accidentally on purposely bump into her and come up with silly ass conversations and all that other stuff. Right. But let me tell you about our kind. I got the basket. I see her. I will drop that motherfucking basket so fast. Stick out my hand, shake her hand. How you doing? My name is Steve. What's your name? She tells me her name. I will say, oh, okay. Oh, you live here? Oh, yeah, I do. I live here. Listen, I live up in 4G. I live in 1A. She'll probably say, oh, I live in 4G. I say, well, you know what? I think you and I need to get together sometime and go out. We need to get together sometime and maybe get to know each other, because you know what? You are a very attractive woman. Look, hey, look, this is how you look on a – you know how they get, because, you know, they do laundry or something. Like, oh, it's just a rough day. I just – you know, I just threw this on. Look, I just threw on these short shorts that show on my ass cheeks and the half shirt showing my stomach and the tight shirt that's pushing and mashing my titties together. Oh, I just threw this shit on. It's like, bitch, why are you wearing makeup? Anyway, so, okay, you just threw that on. But that's not my concern. This is what I want to do. Look, I tell her I don't have any cards on me right now or anything to give you my number and everything. But in this situation, I see her phone, I put my number inside her phone. I say, well, look, do this. You know, just get back at me whenever you're free, because I'm not thirsty. I'm not thirsty whenever you're free. And if you notice, Mr. Licario, I didn't ask about boyfriends. I didn't ask about ex-lovers. I didn't ask about all that shit, because I don't give a fuck about that. I'm letting her know that I want to be that dude. And what's even better about that shit, if we make that connection, I'm going to make fucking sure. Now, again, depending on where the apartment is. Now, if her shit is close where she can see my apartment, you don't think I'm gonna have women come and see me that night? You don't think I'm gonna have some people come up the stairs and sometimes, and Miss Licario, I've had someone say, "Oh, I've seen girls go up in your place. Oh, you must be a player. You must be one of those guys." You know what I mean? So I mean, it's so many ways to do this, but the main way, Miss Licario, is let her know right then and there that you are interested in her. And you know what? Even if she says no, no might mean not right now, even based off of the last email, because even though she's in a relationship or seeing somebody, trust me, the majority of women have world is flat relationships, meaning they always have problems. And sometimes, Mr. Licario, you know, maybe around 9:30, 10 o'clock, Ms. Licario, you sitting there, you know, getting the bad boy membership together in your apartment or something, and then you get that knock on the door, and she like, well, hey, you know, I hope I'm not being rude. I hope I'm not intruding, but is there any way I can come in and talk to you? Come on, Ms. Licario, what you got on that shit, fam?
Right, I was going to say the fact that the girl is in the building, you know what I'm saying? And she lives there. It's almost like, it reminds me of like when you're in college, you know what I'm saying? With dorm rooms and stuff, where it's you have so much easy access to make something happen. So the thing I would say to him, you know, he should actually get into a conversation with her, you know, and just really, you know, just kick it with her on some, like, let's say if he sees her in the hallway or something, like coming in, you know what I mean? Instead of just saying good night or good morning or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, introduce himself and then, you know, talk about the neighborhood, like, oh, how long have you been living here and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, do you know about that coffee shop down the block here? We should definitely go there one day, or, you know, take my number down or here's my number. So he has so many different, like, ways to come at it. And then the fact that she lives in the building, you know what I'm saying, is way easier to get her back to his place or for him to go to her place because they're in the same spot. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he got all those things, you know, working for him. You know what I mean? He just has to use his surroundings and use his situation to the best of his advantage to make conversation and to get from point A to point B. So I would just say the fact that he's saying good morning and good night to her, you know, she knows him, she sees him, she recognizes him. So now he just has to, you know, step it up and then, you know, have a conversation and then move that conversation into him really making it happen. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, yeah. You don't have to necessarily overcomplicate it. You know what I mean? But the fact he got the building joint, I think that's dope because, you know, everything is there. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I agree. I just think he needs to move. He needs to make his move. He shouldn't be bullshit.
Exactly.
He needs to let her know what the deal is. Hey, this is what it is, baby. You know, I'm trying. Hey, look. Hey, I'm not that cake. I don't want to be your friend. Hey, look. You can turn me down all you want, but every time you see me, you're gonna know that I'm trying to get that at you. You already know because I'm like, hey,
right,
how you doing, Lisa, today? Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Oh, stop it.
Right.
You crazy. Now, then, let me put one more on top of that, Mr. Carl, and see what you think on this. Now, what happens if she has a man and she wants to talk to you guys? What do you do? You know what I mean? There might be a time where, you know what, she's got the man, she's got the boyfriend, she knows that you want to get at her, but she said no. But then all of a sudden she wants to come visit you and talk to you because she doesn't want to talk to her girlfriend. She wants to get a guy's opinion about her man because, you know, he just, you know, I'm on my period and I don't know how I feel. All right. So it's the same exact thing you do. Oh, shit. Let me shut this thing off. It's the same exact thing you do. I'm sorry. It's the same exact thing you do, even what I say at the job. See, when you get with a woman, this is the time where you listen to everything she has to say, Mr. Lucario. You give light answers, but then you hit her. The main thing you hit her with, guys, and write this down, is the never mind. Never mind changes up the game because she's going to be like, well, we were so happy in the beginning, and then he just stopped wanting to touch me and all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. And then you'd be like, well, you know, never mind. And then she'd be like, no, wait, what was she about to say? And then check this out, right? It was kind of like, you know what? No, just forget it. No, tell me. look, here's the thing. I don't really want to tell you because, like I say, I'm trying to be respectful. Look, you know I'm attracted to you. I'm trying to be respectful. So, you know, let's just forget it. Let's change the subject. No, tell me. Just stop fucking around. Look, I'm just saying that, look, if it were me, you know, and then, you know, break that shit down, be like, you know, hold her hand, look at you, twirl around, beautiful, blah, blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. I mean,
right.
just Johnny Appleseed that shit everywhere. Johnny Appleseed, and I would make sure I leave her when she leaves. And again, I'm not trying to mess with her. I'm just trying to put seeds in her hair, Miss Lucario. So when she goes downstairs or back to her man, all day she's going to be thinking, damn. He really is trying to get this pussy. What's your thought on that, Mr.
Right.
Dario?
Right. No, I agree. I agree because, you know, at that point, you know what I'm saying, what most other dudes would do, they'll sit there, they'll talk about all her problems, thinking, oh, let me be a shoulder for her to cry on, and then she end up just seeing you as the friend zone guy. Okay, cool, I can dump all my emotional baggage on this guy whenever anything's happening with my boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? But if you flip it, you know what I mean, and you plant those seeds in her head, then what's going to happen is that she's going to be the one who makes the decision to, like, choose you and probably stop fucking with her man. You see what I'm saying? And so that's kind of the thing I think is, you know, that advanced game where it's like instead of instead of dealing with her when she has a man, you planting those seeds, and then she on her own makes the decision to come at you and keep it moving with the dude. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah,
that's the joint. You know what I'm saying? That's some slick shit right there.
Yeah, that's what we do. 515-605-9373. Guys, you got two sharks on here. Call in if you have a question. Press 1. We will get you what you need, all the information. You got Mr. Licario from the badboymembership.com and Steve the Dean from the manmindset.com giving y'all nothing and lacing y'all with nothing but game. But let me go ahead and read this one, this long-ass one. He's confused about her real intention. He says, Steve, I'm a bit confused. I met a woman 3 months ago in language class. Hey, look, I like that. You know what? I'm going to give him kudos because you can meet women everywhere. So he was in language class. He says he's a 40-year-old single dad, and she's a 32-year-old woman with no kids. Hey, Licario, 32 no kids. 32
right.
No kids, Licario. What? 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 Okay. Okay, the attraction has been quick. We started sharing some activities, and we became friends with benefits with an exclusivity. I can't even roll my – fuck it. With an agreement. Fuck y'all. I can't even roll my tongue. I'm fucked up over my Cowboys. Fuck y'all. Anyway, she's been saying out loud she doesn't want to be a couple and that we're still single, and I agree with that. I would not be comfortable to be a couple with her for this moment. She is gorgeous. The sex is good. She is very independent in every way, money and social life. She's a newcomer. She's a nurse, and she thinks she will be here for at least 2 years. And after that, she doesn't know. Here are the things that are making me confused. For a friend with benefits that claims out loud that she is single, she is doing a lot of things for me and a bit too much. Now, let me give you the list. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to read this shit. Fuck y'all. Be patient. She's buying me a lot of things. I mean, little things like fruits and cakes, the little fruits and cakes that I like. She did two wonderful dinners on my birthday and Father's Day. This must be wild. And with a great gift for every occasion. She's awesome with my daughter. She plays with her. They go out together. They go to the movies. She buys her gifts. She often says she's missing her, insists on spending time with her. She says many things like, I miss you. I miss you. I'm all yours. You mean so much to me. It would be insane to look for someone else. She's acting like a girlfriend in public. And at the end of every month, we go on a weekend vacation out of town, which is cool. Other than sex, we spend time together for many things, shopping and outdoor activities. Now, here's the question, finally. So what do you think about that? She's sending me two very different messages, and I'm starting to feel something for her, real emotions, not love, but maybe soon. Is it possible to do so much with a real friends with benefits? I'm sure she's feeling something else for me. What should I do, Mr. Licario? Sorry for the long way, but. What should he do?
Right. Well, this is really what's happening. What's happening is it's basically started with friends of benefits. But what happened is that he allowed it to be more than that, than a friends of benefits thing. Meaning you're allowing it to go into girlfriend boyfriend territory. So all she's doing at this point, she is trying to audition to be your girl. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that if you want that to happen, then, you know, it could. Like, you can, you know, at some point she's going to want to talk and say, hey, where is this going and all this other stuff. So if you want that to happen, it can happen. But if you don't want it to happen, what you got to do is that you need to fall back and stop participating in that boyfriend behavior. Because, you know, if you're going on trips and spending nights and all this other stuff, that's you know, boyfriend type stuff. So the thing is that she's at some point going to try to make that move to be your girl. And the thing is, she's doing everything she's doing correctly, meaning she's doing all the stuff that a woman should be doing if she's trying to prove that she would be a good girlfriend. You understand?
Right.
But she's saying the whole fuck buddy thing because, again, she's doing it right because she doesn't want it to seem like it's pressure. Like, oh, yeah, we're just, you know, hanging out and chilling. But what's happening is she's grooming you to be her man. You feel what I'm saying? So that at some point when she slides it in there, is going to be it's going to make sense for you to say yes, to be like, yeah, let's do this. You see what I'm saying? So she's just basically running game on you. Not that it's a bad thing, but she knows what she's doing as far as trying to make something happen with you in that manner. But, you know, you and even in the email, I think he said that he's, like, feeling her a little bit. So
yes.
Then, you know, it's going in the direction that she wants it to go. So I say if he wants to make it happen, then it's going to at some point happen. So I would say to him, just keep doing what you're doing. And this is the thing. I wouldn't suggest him bring it up. I would suggest him wait for her to bring it up. You know what I'm saying? And then at point, you could be like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? And then just, you know, keep moving in that way. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But, guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if you have a question. But, you know, getting to what you're saying, Mr. Cario, I totally agree with you saying. But I think his problem with a lot of men is that they just don't – they live in this could-be world instead of what is. Now, how many times have you had a woman you were booty called and you got the ass, everything's good? You know, you know they're going to catch feelings for us because you know how we are. But as men – you always got to make sure they know their place at the table. It's like a job. You don't go to your job and just because the company president is being nice to you, you think, well, shit, I get to move upstairs now. You know what I mean?
No, right.
It does not work that way, gentlemen. But what's important is as long as she knows what lane she's in, I'm not saying accept all those things, because when you accept all those things, that's kind of forcing you your hand a little bit, because she's giving you an example of what life could probably be like being with her. And again, you have friends with benefits, but she's giving you a lot of girlfriend activities and y'all are spending time together, going on weekend vacations and going around acting like a couple. But yet y'all just supposed to be fucking. Look, man, let me tell you something. If you just fucking treat her like you are fucking her, don't ever treat her more than what her worth is. You never take a first-round draft pick, or excuse me, a seventh-round draft, fucking not even that, a practice squad player. You never take a practice squad player and put them in the game when it means the most. The thing that you guys have to understand is every woman has a lane that you must let her know she's in. Is she your number one? If she is, let her know. If she's a 1A, let her know. If she's a number two, let her know. If she's a five, even if she's not even on the roster, you have to let her know, because Mr. Licario, as soon as these guys stop telling women or letting them know where they're at, you know how women are. They get all these feelings, and I'm starting to care, and, you know, everything is going well, and, you know, I didn't mean to catch feelings, but I think I'm in love with him, and I just don't know. All that bullshit. Right. Hey, Macario, after you get done fucking, you just roll over and say, damn, I love, it's so cool. This is our situation. I can't tell you how much I love being your dildo. I can't tell you how much I love you just taking me out the closet, using me for meaningless sex and just throwing me away. You know what? This is cool. Matter of fact, are you thirsty right now? I mean, you see what I'm saying? You let them know what's going on instead of be like, well, yeah, that was great. Yeah. Okay. I ain't gonna say nothing. So, Mr. Carr, what's your take on that, real quick, man?
Right. Nah, it's crazy because, you know, like you were saying, if you're on some like fun buddy shit, man, it has to be that type of situation, because it's like you have to be the one that's managing the situation so that she knows where she stands at this point. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it sounds like he actually wants her to be his girl. He's like, I think the reason why is because she done did all her homework. She done did everything she was supposed to do. So now he's seen like, okay, you know what I mean? So, but the thing is that if he doesn't want to be her girl, want her to be his girl or whatever, for sake of argument, he has to make sure that he's keeping it in a situation where it's just a fuck buddy situation. So he's going to have to, like, fall back and then turn it back into that. But I think it's going to be harder to do that now than, you know what I'm saying, going back and forth in the manner that they have been going. You see what I mean? So I would say, you know, for future reference, for any other guys that's listening to this, make sure that if you try to be on some fuck buddy stuff, you have to keep it in fuck buddy territory and category. So you have to act accordingly. You see what I'm saying? You can't do any extra shit, or you can't allow any extra shit to go down with her, because what's going to happen is that, and this is what happens to a lot of guys. So see, a lot of guys aren't, you know, like, let's keep it real. Most guys aren't on some player stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, most guys, they'll be like, okay, just, you know, having a girl here or there, whatever, having a girlfriend, all the other stuff. But if you do want a fuck buddy, or you're in a situation where you just want to have sex with a girl, what happens is that if you're not careful, you're going to start doing little things that is going to lead up to the situation we're talking about now, where she's doing all this extra stuff. She's spending the night more. She's seeing you a lot more during the week. You know, y'all are talking on the phone a lot. You know, like, all these different things sort of slip in. And then all of a sudden, it's not a fuck buddy thing anymore. It's something else. You see what I mean? So you got to make sure that if you want to keep it fuck buddy, you have to keep it on just some fuck buddy shit. And then keep that shit pushing. So, you know.
Yeah, or the last thing, let's be shocking, or maybe Mr. LaCaro, he just fucking asked a question. But who am I?
Right.
Who do we know? All right, Mr. LaCaro. Guys, again, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Ms. LaCaro, you up. Second email, sir.
Yeah, so the second one, this one says, how do I get a woman? I always get these type of emails. It's funny. How do I get a woman to come over my house without having to go on a date with her? I don't want to have to go on dates. I just want to meet women and hook up, but I don't know how to do this. Every time I get around to telling a girl I just want to have sex with her, I get nervous and punk out. There were times I just said it and the girls got offended. Please tell me how I can do this. So, Steve, what's your thoughts?
I think he's watching too much porn. I think he's watching maybe like the pizza delivery where he like ordered a pizza and the bitch come knocking at his door and he's like, hey, yeah, that's my pepperoni. Yeah, there's my, and then the music, and then, you know, they fuck.
Right.
Let me explain something to you guys that live in this fantasy world and understand this. Women have serious trust issues, and they're not just going to go over some strange guy's house just because you want her to. Now, again, I don't know what bizarre world you're living in, but if that's the case, you know, sign us up. We'd love to be there. But in the real world, it doesn't work that way. You have to show her and give her a million reasons and let her decide to want to spend time with you. One thing you got to do is this is, to me, Mr. LaCaro, this sounds like a lot of thirst here. Because if you cool about everything, you know this, and this is what we always teach our clients, Mr. LaCaro. You know, and if we set the date for Saturday, at least by the Wednesday, Thursday, we flirting and talking and whatever, to a point where if we have to see each other Saturday, we hugging and kissing. You know, it's got to be a transition. Now we go for a second date or something, just hanging out or something like that. You want to make her feel comfortable enough to either say, hey, come over to my place and watch some Netflix, or she'll give you some signals by the touching, the looking, the kissing, and all the other stuff that, you know what, let's go back to my place. But that's only when she feels comfortable with you. And here's my problem, young man. If you ever find a woman that's going to come over your house without you doing anything, make sure you put all your silverware up. Take the TV and hide that shit, because she probably going to rob your ass, number one, or that's a warning sign, okay? I mean, to me, because think about it. You're already nervous and all this other stuff to ask for what you want, yet she wants to come see you. So if she's seeing you and you nervous, what the fuck do you think she's done with a Mr. LaCaro myself? Hey, Mr. LaCaro, she might have to take a blue light and, like, shine it on her body, see them come war wounds.
Right.
But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, is that it's a process, okay? Learn the process. Ms. LaCaro, what you got, fam?
Right. And I was going to say, too, like, a lot of it has to do with, you know, you, if you want, like, just a whole bunch of chicks to hook up with without having to go on dates, you know, you could make this happen, but a lot of it comes with practice and you practicing building sexual tension with a woman. You understand? Because, like, if you meet a chick at a bar, you know, and, like, you just randomly met a chick at a bar, y'all start talking, you build that sexual tension, you could take her home that night. You feel what I'm saying? But it actually, like you were saying, Steve, where it's, you still have to get in a situation where she's feeling comfortable, and that comfortability comes from you being able to know how to create the situation to build sexual tension to get her feeling those sexual feelings to want to go have sex with you quickly. But see, the unfortunate part about this for a lot of guys is that it's harder for most guys to do because a lot of guys aren't at the level of the game where they're comfortable with themselves in order to even pull that type of situation off correctly, and not even correctly, but just in multiple cases. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, you might have it happen one time here or there if you're lucky, but if you know how to do it consistently, that's a whole other thing. And it sounds like the guy in the email, he wants that on a consistent basis. But also, what you could do too is that you can develop a team of women that you are dealing with. So in the long run, you have a good number of women to call over to come to your house who already know you, who already are feeling you, so that it's easier for you to make that happen. So you don't have to really necessarily go out on dates or try to find new chicks to go on dates with. Because if you're talking to, let's say, something like 2 to 3 women, let's say you're talking to 2 to 3 women, you got them in a rotation and they all are feeling you, you can just call any 3 of those girls up and be like, yo, come through. You know what I'm saying? And they'll come through and you have sex. So it's about creating that situation for yourself in your dating life so that you have access to it. It's almost like someone saying, hey, you know, how do I be able to get a lot of money so I don't have to work for somebody? It's like, okay, yeah, you could do that, but you might have to take a few, you know, years, you know what I'm saying, to build your own business so that you can afford to do that or you can have that. So that one day you can be like, hey, I don't have to answer to nobody. I got my own shit and here it is. But you only got that because you did all the work beforehand. So a lot of times when it comes to women, you got to do some of the work beforehand so that you can have it there now so you can just access these chicks at any time. You see what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's what it is. You know what I mean?
That's just, so, you know, no doubt that's what it is. Guys, again, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if you have a question. If not, we got 2 more emails to read, and we rolling. So let's see here. Let me get to this email right here. Excuse me. Okay, so this is one about a female agreeing for a second date, and she, okay. I'll try to keep this short and sweet, Steve. I met this chick several weeks ago, and after texting for a while, we agreed to go on a date. Everything went well. She was laughing and being flirty the whole entire time. We made out a couple of times. The problem was, after the date, she seemed a little bit distant, not responding to texts if I text 2 days in a row. However, I waited a few days between texts and calls to see if she respond. I didn't think I was being needy, but who knows? Anyway, I called her over the weekend, and she called back within 5 minutes, was flirty, laughing, etc. again, so I asked her for a second date. She agreed and said she was excited and looking forward to it. I told her I would reserve the date the next day and call her with the details. The next day, I reserved our spots, but when I tried to call her, she ghosted me. I guess that means she's not around. No answer, no callback, no text. Any ideas why? She always seems to be into it when we talk, but getting her to talk after that can be tough. Maybe she's talking to multiple guys, using me for attention. How should I proceed? Since this isn't the first time she ghosted me, I would love to call her on her shit, but I don't know if that's the best idea. What do you got on that, Mr. Cario?
Man, well, what stuck out to me in the email was he said that he said to her, hey, let's do the second date. And she was like, cool. And then he said, I'll get back to you later about the details. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like what happens is her ghosting, her not, you know, being responsive has to do with him not setting the definite dates as he's talking about the dates. You see what I'm saying? Because
yes.
What happens is, you know, and I tell guys this all the time, is that when you are interacting with these girls, you have to have everything on point, planned out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do it this day. We're going to be here and at this time, and that's it. So when he called her, when he had her on the phone or whatever, texting her, calling her, whatever, and he said, hey, what's up for the second date? And she was like, yeah, cool, I'm excited. He was like, all right, cool. You meet me here at this time at this place. And then she could have been like, all right, cool, I'll meet you there. And that would have been it. So now all he has to do is wait up until the day of the date or whatever to, you know, confirm or whatever and then go through the date. But the fact that he said, I'll get to you later, and then she just kind of like ghosted, is that it was everything was still sort of up in the air. You feel what I'm saying? So her ghosting
yes.
and her, you know, not being responsive also could have to do with the fact that she's, you know, she's, of course, most likely dealing with multiple dudes anyway, because a lot of these girls be so – she could be dealing with some other dude, and since he's not, you know, since the guy, you know, the first guy in the email, since he isn't as decisive as he needs to be, she's going to just be all over the place. So her ghosting and her all being all over the place a lot of times is not always, but a lot of times directly related to the guy not being decisive and on top of his shit. You see what I'm saying? Because it
no
creates
doubt.
A dynamic for her where she doesn't have anything to follow. You see what I'm saying? She doesn't have any direction or guidance because you're not guiding her. You're not directing her. You see what I'm saying? So then she's just fighting.
Oh, yeah.
She's just all over the place. You see what I mean? So that could be, you know, mostly what's going on here. Let's see. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, this goes back to, we got a phone call. Damn it. I'm going to hold my thought real quick. You know, we take the phone calls first. I'm going to hold my thought. Let's go ahead and bring the caller in. Guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's bring the caller in.
Hey, you guys!
Cut that bitch out!
Area code 404. What's your name? What's your question, sir?
Hey, what's up, Steve and Mario? I've been going out, and, like, I studied the approaching little boot camp you got, studying it. But every time I go out, I get nervous and everything like that. I was just wondering if you got some help for me.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
No, so you said that you go out and you get nervous just approaching the girls. Like, what? So what happens specifically? Like, you walk out and then you go up and you try to say something? Like, what do you say? What do you do when you go and approach the girls?
So I excuse myself, like Steve told me, and like when I do that, it's like something takes over my body. I get nervous, and then I just forget everything. And then,
right.
Like I still do some stuff, but I just hang on, you know, a little bit, and you know, say the stuff that I do remember. But most of it just flies out the window.
Right. Well, this is the thing, too, like, because even as I'm hearing you talk, I can feel your energy is very low.
Wow.
You know
I was go ahead, Doug. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, because you feel it, right? It's like, I can feel it. I'm like, oh, man. Like, so that's part of it, too, is that you probably you're most likely coming at the interactions with the women with that low energy. So I would say that, one, you have to first, you know, get your energy up, meaning, and I always tell guys to do this to get the energy up, is that you have to get excited about something in your life, you understand, or about something that you do, like something that you like to do, something that you're interested in, and whatever that same energy you have with whatever that thing is, you have to have that same energy or carry that over when you're dealing with women, you see what I mean? But also, too, what happens is that you have to not let the outcome of what's happening when you're approaching a woman, you know, affect your energy and affect your confidence. Because sometimes you might go up to the girl, you might say something to her, she might ignore you, and then because she ignored you, you feel upset, you feel bad about the situation, and then it makes you not want to do it again, you start feeling more insecure and all this other stuff. So it's almost like you have to be able to go out there and practice and sort of have, and pretend like there's a force field around you. You feel what I'm saying? So no matter what the girl says or does, it can't touch you. It doesn't affect you. But you keep doing what you do anyway. You understand? So you got to really put yourself out there, and you know, and it's really all about pushing yourself to be in the situation. It's kind of like, you know, like when people have stage fright, it's like they're really scared until they're actually on the stage, and it's not a big deal at that point because they're actually on the stage. So it's the same thing with approaching. It's usually a big deal only in your mind. And then when you actually approach and start talking, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that scary as you thought it was because you're actually in a situation, and it's never going to be as scary as you think in, you know, in real life. You know, one, get your energy up. Two, you know, go out there and approach with that force field around you so you don't get affected by how these women are interacting with you. And then three, just make sure that you continue to practice so that you can get better, you know, interacting and having those conversations. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, there's two things. You slammed on the first one. You sound so defeated when you walk up to a woman. A woman's not gonna wanna talk to you and stuff, man. When you sound defeated, you know what I mean. When you're approaching her, you're like probably like, hey, how you doing? Excuse me. Do you have emo-? I mean, am I correct? 404.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let me guess, before you even walk up to her, right, you hear this little voice in your head telling you that she's either too pretty or you can't get her or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, and today I even just, like, sometimes I just walk past them and then that voice that you're just talking about. That
right, okay,
head,
all right, well, okay.
Yeah.
All right, 404, this is why it's important that you and everyone listen to me. This is why I tell you to talk to 5 women a day. And remember, right, the end result of her face in the pillow and her ass in the air is you got to learn the skill of hello. And I don't think you're doing that. And I like the fact that you're going to talk to these women, but what I need you to do is take a step back a little bit. And women that you are attracted to, just start saying hi to them. Let me tell you why. There's two whys behind this. Number one, right now you're going from your dick to your head. So when you see something you want, you're giving yourself a million reasons not to do it. Once you're able to say hi to 5 a day and you get it down right, you're going to come to a moment where you're going to be like, fuck you, Steve. It's going to be called, I call it a fuck you, Steve moment. That means you're going to talk to 5 women a day within, I don't know, 5 minutes. And that means you've got 24 hours and 55 minutes left of your day. And you've already done your 5. And you, like, when you're ready to move on, you'll be like, man, fuck Steve. I'm going to talk to a 6th and a 7th and an 8th. Now, real quick, getting on the voice in your head, there used to be a show that I always talk about called Afro Samurai. And if you get a chance to watch that cartoon, it's like a Japan animation-like kind of thing. Watch that cartoon because Afro Samurai will walk around the land fucking everybody up. But he had a sidekick called Ninja Ninja. And Ninja Ninja was really his subconscious. And Ninja Ninja always would tell him, it was by Sam Jackson, of course, but he's like, Afro, you can't do it. Afro, run. There's no way you can win. You can't do it. And guess what happens? After Afro kicks everybody's ass, the voice all of a sudden is like, I knew you could do it, Afro. I knew you could beat it. And what I'm saying is this. The voice in your head right now is what I call your comfort zone. Right now, the way you are is the way it wants to be. So it's going to do everything in its power to keep you from doing and expanding your comfort zone, okay? So what happens is that, let me ask you a question real quick, 404. Does, when you get in your car, does the car drive you or do you drive the car?
I do.
Well, in your world, the car is named Harry, Herbie the Love Bug or fucking Kid from Knight Rider, and the motherfucking car is driving you around telling you where to go, how to stop, and where to turn. That's crazy as fuck. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing with the voice in your head. The voice in your head. Let me tell you, I don't even know Ms. LaCar like that, but I bet you agree with me. You want to hear, you want to know what Ms. LaCar, say myself and Ms. LaCar will see a woman, okay? Now, you said when you see a woman, the voice in your head tells you, oh, man, she's too pretty. You can't get a woman like that. Oh, my God, what are you going to say? Don't do it at all, right? Am I correct, 404?
Yeah.
Let me let you hear what Ms. Lucario and I got down. Now, when Ms. Lucario and I walk up on a woman, our voice says, And then underneath that subtitle is like, oh shit, look at that motherfucking, look at that ass over there. How, Mr. Carl, how we gonna get this dog? How we gonna, what was you gonna do? I can see you on the roster, man. Let's go get this. Let's go talk to her. Oh my God, it's her lucky day. Finally, she will be able to tell her grandkids, and when she's 80 years old, that she had the opportunity to meet a man. Oh, let's go get it. Let's go get it, man. Let's go get it. You see what I'm saying? Why? Yeah, because the voice, and the only way you're going to be able to understand that 404 is by starting out with the basics. You won't be able to learn calculus until you're able to count from 1 to 10. And that means you got to start, you got to take a step back. Start talking. Look, if you see a woman you want to fuck a 404, just say hi. I don't want you to do anything else. Just say hi, because you got to get over that first hurdle. That's your problem. You're not over the first hurdle yet. I like the fact that you want to go in and talk to them, but you self-sabotage yourself when you see something beautiful and you just get nervous. With this show and what we're trying to do with you, dog, is trying to take that nervousness out of you. Ms. LaCara, what do you have on that, big dog?
Yeah, no, I feel like, you know, it's really just about you at the end of the day. You got to get comfortable in the situation. As soon as you get comfortable, that's when you're going to start seeing a lot of the results. But to get comfortable, you got to practice. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, something that you got to keep doing. You got to keep going. You got to make it part of your lifestyle. And then that's when it's going to, you know, become more beneficial to you. You know what I mean? Because it's, you know, right now you're probably having a certain amount of trouble. And then as you do certain things, you're going to get better and better, you know? So it's kind of like when people go to the gym and they're trying to lose weight, you know, you're not going to lose weight in like 2 days. You're going to have to keep making sure you go to the gym, eat right. And then gradually you're going to start seeing results. So it's the same thing that happens with this. It's a gradual process. And I think that the reason why a lot of guys don't end up getting success is because they expect everything to happen overnight. You know what I mean? So it's already good that you're actually doing what you're doing, because you are taking steps to get better. But the thing is, you just got to make sure that you stay on top of it and keep going, because as you keep going, you progress and you get better and better as time goes by. And then before you know it, you know, approaching a girl is going to be like crazy easy for you. You know what I'm saying? But it's something you got to make sure that you put into practice right now, so that later on you'll have it down pat. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So does that make any sense, big dog?
Yeah, I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so listen. You gotta relax, man. Look, it's okay. How old are you?
21.
Okay. Do you play video games?
Not no more.
Oh shit, damn, dog. Never let the kid die. Well, what do you do for fun? What do you do for fun?
Not really anything.
Fuck, dude, you gotta have a life.
Like one of the nerds, you know, I like the.
No, okay, listen. Wait. Young man. Let me tell you something my dad told me. Never be ashamed to call yourself a nerd. You know why? Because nerds run this fucking world.
Exactly.
Bill Gates was a nerd. Warren Buffett, nerd. Okay? So don't be ashamed that you're a nerd. That is a positive. That's a positive thing, big guy. Okay, don't be. Hey, look, we are not. We got your back here, but don't feel bad about that. Okay, but anyway, we got to get ready to wrap the show up and everything. But 404, I hope we was able to help you out, big dog. Is everything good with you now?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, man.
Hey, come on, man. Keep your head. Look, real quick, your homework assignment today, Friday, Saturday, get your ass out the house and go talk to women, okay? That's your assignment, okay? Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. All right,
keep
I'll buy you.
Up,
I'll buy you a pen. Yo, keep the energy up, and I'll buy you a pocket protector and shit. I'm just fucking with you. I got you, 404. All right, but we'll tell you, 404. We'll holler at you later, but thanks for the call. Well, Ms. LaCara, we're going to wrap it up. Why don't you tell everybody how to get in touch with you and your information, sir?
Yeah, definitely hit me up at badboymembership.com. So you can get 45 to 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you check out the live stream every Friday from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out, you know, subscribe to me at Locario Fan on YouTube, and you'll get all the notifications.
All right. And this is your boy, the D. And you can always check me out at themanmindset.com, guys. Remember, this is my birthday month. So all month long, we are having discounts on all of our products that we sell, all of them. So, and our main products are on sale until the day after my birthday. It ends on my birthday, the 22nd. So make sure you guys check that out. And like I said before, we won't have the details yet. We got the details, but not yet. But September 1st is going to be, we're going to be opening up the membership for you guys, okay? But other than that, Mr. Locario, as always, man, it's been a great pleasure chopping it up with you, man. We'll definitely kick this shit off next Friday, man, for the hour, brother.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you later. Peace.
All right. Peace out, guys. It's the 1 Hour Show, Mr. Locario and Steve Dean Williams. We'll talk to you later, guys. Peace.